This is The Parable, Musings on Design, Faith, and Life with Stephen Olmsted. It's May 14th, 2018. Patterns for Long-Term Career Building. I've been thinking a bit about the craft of career building recently. To be specific, I've been thinking about what exactly makes someone good at building a respected, successful career over the long haul. We're talking careers that span 20, 30, or even 40 years long. And to be clear, I'm not talking about what makes someone a successful leader. I'm referring to what gives an individual the staying power and resolve needed, regardless of whether they're an individual contributor or a manager. How do these folks continuously reinvent themselves over large spans of time and ultimately build out revered, respected, focused networks, and leave a legacy of cooperation in their given space? Quick side note here. While the purpose of this episode is talking about tenure of career and not tenure of an individual company, it's worth acknowledging that a pretty drastic shift has occurred in recent decades. The days of working 30-year careers in one job for one company are all but gone in our modern society. In January 2016, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the average employee tenure in the U.S. was 4.2 years. This is a statistic that has only been declining more and more rapidly with each passing year. And in areas of high-tech concentration, that number is often far lower. For example, the average tenure of a software engineer at most popular Bay Area tech companies is currently only 1 to 2 years, sometimes even less than that. But let's put aside simple job tenure for a moment, which really doesn't take into account time within a given industry and only accounts for organizational longevity. What is it that makes seasoned, respected veterans of a given space so respected? What are some of the common pattern disciplines that we see occurring regularly in folks who have figured out how to create a lasting career? And not just a lasting career, but a respected one, in which more bridges are built than burnt, and the sentiment of reverie is experienced when they're referenced by their peers. If I may be so bold, I'd like to suggest 4 such successful patterns that I've observed in long-term career builders over the past 2 decades. Number 1. They're not afraid to be a sidekick. One trend I've noticed is that long-term career builders aren't afraid to make heroes of others in their team. They never underestimate the value of being a good sidekick, even when that means forgoing the spotlight and glory. Scratch that, especially when it means forgoing the glory. Everyone wants to be Batman, but sometimes what a team or organization needs to be truly successful is for someone to be a Robin. Sometimes you need a Samwise, not a Frodo, a Chewbacca, not a Han Solo, a Gromit, not a Wallace. Time and time again, I've seen long-term career builders look for ways that they can arm others with the tools and insights that they need to be a hero to their company, to their team, and even to their family. They treat others as they want to be treated. When they see an opportunity for self-glorification, they pause, and they think about how they can rechannel and accelerate the growth of others instead. And it's important to note that this is a path to long-tailed success, not immediate payoff. These sorts of folks may not readily be seen as the asset that they are in the short term, but in the long term, it becomes the most obvious thing in the world that these types of people are what any organization needs most. The reality is that being willing to be a sidekick is really just saying, being a humble servant to those in your life, knowing that doing the right thing will produce a greater long-term reward. In the Bible, it says, "He who pursues righteousness and kindness will find life and honor." And as a follower of Christ Jesus, I've got to say, I think this is kind of the point here. If I'm living as he lived, which was to walk humbly, love justice, and do mercy, then wouldn't it make sense for a legacy of humility and honor to follow suit? And really, that's the type of career worth building, isn't it? An individual with a track record for bridge building, assisting, and practicing integrity enjoys long-term success. Imagine that. Doing the right thing by people actually pays off. If not in the short term, then almost assuredly in the long term. When you establish a legacy of trust and goodwill, you strengthen the value of your own personal relationships and network. That in turn pays dividends down the road. Redirected goodwill is an investment in a network, that will stand by you, make opportunity for you, and open doors down the road. Number two, they seek sustained balance over extremes. Wherever possible, these individuals strive for balance, not extremes in their daily decision making. This is hard, like super hard. And you know why? It's because extremes are cognitively easy. Extremes are often the escape hatch to putting in the hard, deep thought that needs to occur when faced with a tough decision in the workplace. Extremes are known. They require use of only one rule. Go as far as you can go in one direction as quickly, and often as blindly, as possible. Balance is much more difficult because it requires constant attention to detail, constant adjustment, constant reflection, constant change. Being aware of the nuances in every situation and understanding that every player, every component affecting a potential decision comes with its own baggage. It's often inconvenient and sometimes painful to pursue balance, but it's worth it. And extremes can be tempting because they're flashy and they tend to grab a lot of attention. But sometimes, though not always, extremes can be a flash in the pan too. Pursuits that burn out or exhaust all the oxygen in the room within minutes of being sparked to life. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating for bland, expressionless, characterless experiences or decisions. There's a difference between making a targeted, charged decision with the goal of snapping a team to attention versus reckless, haphazard decision-making with extremism just for the sake of being extreme at the helm. As an American, I live in a culture that frequently praises the impulsiveness of inexperience and yet rarely approaches the painstaking art of balance with any reverence at all. I think that's why this pattern sticks out so obviously when I think about individuals in my life that have managed to craft long-term, respected careers for themselves. Think about some of the people you identify as popular or meaningful right now. Think about pop stars and think about historical figures. Think about how both of these groups fare when measured on a scale of time. How many pop stars have a shelf life of relevancy that's much longer than the expiration date of a gallon of milk? Then think about some of the historical figures that have managed to garner almost universal respect. A personal favorite of mine is Abraham Lincoln, an almost universally acclaimed historical figure with very few modern-day critics, though he had plenty of them in his day and was faced with one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult presidency this nation has ever seen. Lincoln famously said, "Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power." And that's really where sustained balance is seen most clearly, in a position of power. A balanced leader is not easily toppled, but a leader entranced by extremes can cause near immediate destruction to the team he or she serves. Number three, they admire and employ simplicity. One subtle pattern I've recognized in long-term career builders is that they tend to be very focused on simplifying systems and processes wherever possible. They recognize that over-engineering something often can lead to a breakdown at scale. They also recognize that there is a mental cost and potential for burnout attached to any practice that's not easy to teach to others on the team. Again and again, I've observed some of the most successful long-term career professionals I've worked with breaking down and simplifying models. Sometimes this takes the form of paring down a team's tooling from 5 tools to 1 for a given practice. Sometimes this means blowing up a process with too many chains of command into a more self-managed squad format with greater autonomy. But most of the time, this just occurs naturally in conversations that these individuals have with their fellow teammates. They are adept at the subtle art of helping individuals pare things down into their most simplest form. They patiently teach those who might otherwise be tempted to bolt on feature after feature or task after task of what should be an otherwise simple endeavor. There's a real sense of tempered, continuous stepping forward here as these individuals help untangle overwrought complexity piece by piece within an organization. And that's really important to call attention to because oftentimes, there can be a real temptation to be unkind or irritated in these situations. Those who crave simplicity can become aggressively combative with their process-heavy peers. "Can't you see what a mess you're making? What's with all the red tape? How do you expect to get anything done here when you're constantly adding all this process that's bogging things down?" Yep, those are real sentiments I think many of us have experienced. But the long-term career builder doesn't give in to them. She patiently untangles cognitive messes. She doesn't turn inward on her organization out of frustration and destroy it. She helps the organization find its bearings, understanding why complexity can be a real killer. And step by step, she leads the team to more sustainable, simpler ground. A place where processes and policies are easy to understand and clearly defined, not hamstrung with qualifiers and caveats. Number four, they temper everything with optimistic realism. Simply put, long-term career builders are simultaneously both optimistic and realistic. They plan for the worst-case scenario but work optimistically. In other words, they know that it's important to fully grasp what you stand to lose while not being afraid of losing it if the worst should happen. Blind optimism is foolishness because it leads to people getting into situations they can't get out of. Conversely, a reluctance to try anything new due to fear is foolish because you'll never be able to push your bounds of comfortability that way. Discomfort can be good. It helps us grow and expand our tolerance for the unknown. The goal is not to be stress-free. The goal is to be stress-managed. And there's certainly room for what a dear friend of mine calls responsible cynicism. That is to say that the long-term career builder is hip to the fact that they live in a world where others may not have their best intentions at heart. To be clear, that's not a negative thing, it's a realistic thing. In the day-to-day efforts of building a career in business, you'll be faced with some very real limitations and factors of life. Long-term success is rooted in being realistic about life constraints, while getting creative in the way you work with and around them to creatively push your team and organization forward. So, to recap, I believe successful, respected, long-term career builders have the following traits in common. Number one, they're not afraid to embrace the role of sidekick. Number two, they seek sustained balance over short-term extremes. Number three, they pursue simplicity in systems and processes. Number four, they temper all of their endeavors with optimistic realism. This isn't going to be the flashiest force book model in existence. It's a difficult thing to be simultaneously humble, balanced, minimal, and realistic. And it's often spoken of in an idealistic yet impractical way. In reality, all four of these patterns and values can take years of discipline to cultivate. There's no quick way to achieve these, and perhaps that's what makes them so precious and sought after. All of us are in process. Nobody has ever arrived. And as such, I think it's a good practice to reflect on these sort of things and to look for mentors and examples of individuals in our lives that have come before us and done it right. Ultimately, that's where wisdom is found. And Proverbs says it like this: get wisdom. Get insight. Do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you. Get wisdom and whatever you get insight. That's my two cents, at least for now. I'd love to hear from you. Who in your life has crafted a long-term career worthy of emulation and respect? I'd love to know.